Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. BXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
Oh, sometimes,
time for the vibe check this Thursday morning. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're
checking in, baby.
October 9th. I'm sipping coffee. Breezy's doing her hair.
No, we have a lot of things to film today. Got to be camera ready.
Yeah, I combed my hair this morning.
Got to be camera ready.
A lot going on.
I love that nobody can see us because I can really just do whatever I want, which is awesome.
Anything you want.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, 585-252-9800. Let's get to some of our friends knocking at the door this morning.
Yes.
What are the vibes? Come through.
What are the vibes? Please tell us. We have a couple people weighing in. First person being Danielle. She says, good morning, Moose. Good morning, Breezy. Vibes are okay today. My best friend is getting married tomorrow, so I'm very excited about that.
We love a good Friday wedding. That's how you kick off a weekend.
Feel as if I'm anti-Friday wedding.
It's better than a Tuesday wedding.
That is true. That is true.
And trust me, people have them.
I know they do. Good morning.
It's like, what's the cheapest wedding venue I can get on this day?
And, I just feel like, I don't know. I just feel like it takes away, like, people have to take off work and,
I get it, though, because there's so many people that want more of an intimate wedding. Tuesday would be the day to do it. Otherwise, you could just run to the courthouse.
Right.
But if you want like 40, 50 people to attend, makes sense.
I mean, even on a Friday, though, people like sometimes have to take off work considering like, you know, if you have people in the wedding, things, I don't know.
My brother got married on a Sunday. So.
Oh.
But the next day was Columbus Day.
Not the Lord's Day. Well, yeah, that's fine then. All right. Good morning. Favorite people on the radio. Vibes are good. It's payday.
That's
love
what's up.
That for you.
Yeah, it's payday tomorrow.
Good morning, Moose and Breezy. Vibes are great because today is the start of a 4-day weekend.
Oh,
loving it.
It's the best. Man, you're so much more productive when you have a 4-day work week
and
you go into a 4-day weekend.
I fully agree.
Or a 3-day weekend. Sorry, there's not 8 days in a week.
I'm not sure. Math is hard.
Yesterday was such a weird day.
Why?
First of all, I got home and I spent, I don't know, maybe an hour and 20 minutes just in my bathroom alone because I came across a bee on my window. Breezy, it was the size of my pinky. It was the biggest thing I have ever seen. And I don't know how it got in my bathroom. And the PTSD that came over me, you guys, when I'm like, is this a murder hornet? How the hell did it get in here?
Between your stories of the mouse and the bee, you really don't have a lot going on, do you?
I couldn't walk away until I knew it was dead.
Right.
And
did
so.
Did you kill it?
Well, I'm shooting rubber bands at it. I'm like, then my accuracy is not that good.
No.
So that's not working. Finally, I get a towel and I used my toilet brush. I tried hitting it with that on the window.
That's disgusting.
That just splattered everywhere.
That's the most disgusting
thing
I've ever
heard. Why am I using this? Then I got a towel.
Then I took my plunger and I suction cupped it against the wall under the bee.
And then I get a towel. I soak it and I'm waiting for the perfect opportunity. And I finally hit this thing and I kill it. And Breeze, I'm not kidding. It's like that big. It's massive.
Like horsefly energy?
Huge. I'm like, what kind of a bee is this? You can't really tell. I took a photo of it on the window. You can't tell how true to size it is, but this sucker was massive.
Wowzers.
Yeah. So I got that out of the way.
And then I called it a day. Went to bed and it was over.
It was a lot. But I went to my boy Oliver's game last night, Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
How'd that go?
Football for Brockport. They crushed Olympia 27-0.
Loving it.
Crushed. I was super proud of him. It was a fun game. Anyways, how are you?
Vibes are good. Got a lot of things going on tonight. I am guest charity bartending at Flight Wine Bar. Right, Cornhill.
Cornhill, yeah. Who's going to be there?
Only the best of the best. Me, Spike, Mitzi, you know.
Well, I mean, how hard could it be? You're just pouring wine. That's great.
Nobody said it was hard. I'm literally there for charity, so.
I love that, though. Yeah, because you were freaking out the other week when
I'm through.
You had to make espresso martinis. Those are tough to do.
Maybe
I'll walk over and see you.
Yeah, I'll be there at 5:30.
Okay, cool.
I'll be there at 5:30. And then I'm hosting the cystic fibrosis dinner tonight, which is always a good time. It's a gala. That's pretty much all I got going on.
You gotta dress up for that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. Love that. Thank you, Breezy, for bleeding for this city.
I do what I can, you know.
Yesterday, the news came in that police in California finally arrested a man they claim started those deadly fires on New Year's Day that, I mean, wiped out all of the Pacific Palisades in Los Angeles. We'll tell you who this kid is.
I guess I didn't realize they were started by somebody.
Yeah, and most people were unsure how those fires got started, but apparently it's from this 29-year-old kid. We'll talk about that coming up next on PXY Mornings.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music station.
98
PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Well, this is crazy. The news came in yesterday that police in California finally arrested a man they claim started that deadly fire on New Year's Day that, I mean, pretty much it wiped out all of the Pacific Palisades in Los Angeles. 29-year-old Uber driver Jonathan Rinderknecht is being accused of lighting the fires that was initially extinguished by fire crews. But those fires continue to smolder underground before reigniting during high winds. Rinderknecht was arrested in Florida this past Tuesday, and now is due to appear in court on Wednesday. He's facing charges including malicious destruction by means of a fire. And yeah, everyone is entitled to a fair trial, but what is the punishment for someone who just wiped out an entire community?
Yeah.
I mean,
those
it was
literal homes.
Thousands. It was said that Rinderknecht originally fled the scene of the original fire, then returned to the same trail to watch it burn. So he left as soon as he saw the fire trucks were headed to the location. He turned around, went back up there, and he took video and watched them fight the fire. Also, while all this was going on, apparently he made several calls to 911 to report the fires. But investigators found a barbecue-style lighter inside the glove compartment of his car on January 24th. It appeared to be the same lighter as the one that was in his apartment on December 31st. Based on a photo on his phone, because he admitted to bringing a lighter with him when he walked up the hill. So, yeah, it's so sad because when this blaze erupted, it was January 7th. And I remember it was the only thing we saw in the news at the start of the new year.
Mm-hmm.
Killed 12 people, destroyed more than 6,000 homes and buildings in the Pacific Palisades, which is a very wealthy coastal neighborhood of L.A., that started to spread to all those beautiful beachfront properties in Malibu, ripped those apart. But the fire just went through the hillside neighborhoods. It destroyed mansions, you name it. And a lot of people lost everything they owned because of one dude's decision.
Yeah.
So it's really, really, really bad. Smash or pass, Breezy?
Wedding edition. Obviously, in the midst of planning my wedding here, that's going to be taking place in like 10 months.
That's
like,
right.
Oh my God. And there are so many decisions that need to be made. And I feel like my fiance and I have talked over a bunch of different options of what we want for our wedding. But I think having the show and being able to chat with people who have gone through this before and are much, much wiser than I and you, I want to ask the hard-hitting questions of, what is like an absolute must-have need at your wedding and what can I pass on to save money? Because there are so many things like, oh, you need this and you need that. I'll tell you and reveal what my top three big things are that I really, really want and want to make sure that they are good quality. Other than that, I'll reveal what I really don't care that much about.
Yeah.
And if it even matters. If I'm being honest, tell you what exactly is going on with my wedding and get some help from you coming up next.
98PXY is free.
And always will be.
Always will be.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. What's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in this morning. Smash or pass the wedding edition? Some things you just don't need for a wedding. There are some things you really, really want.
Mm-hmm.
But is it worth it? Is it really worth it when it comes down to money?
Exactly. I mean, listen, we are coming up on 10 months here away from my wedding, which is insane. Also, a lot of planning has been taking place, a lot of inquiries, a lot of quotes, a lot of money being exchanged already.
Safe to say, in the last month, you and Patrice have gotten a lot done, though, right?
Yes.
You guys have done a lot.
Done a lot.
Locked
a lot.
You locked it
in. A lot booked. There's a lot going on.
Barns are being built.
Barns are being built. Mennonites are on site. You know what I mean? It's a lot.
Yeah, the scaffolding.
But I wanted to ask the question this morning, considering the fact that I've never been married, you've never been married, we're a marriageless show at this point, up until, you know, the end of the next summer. But I feel as if...
You getting married is going to put the pressure on me to have to hurry up and do it.
No, definitely. I'm like, not me being like 11 years younger than you and getting married. But I just feel like there are so many weddings that I've gone to that and things that I've seen... And some of the things and these details that my friends and family have put in to their big day, like, I don't even notice. And most guests don't even notice. So I'm here to ask the question this morning, smash or pass on some of the wedding things that seem like they're like the most important thing in the world, but truly in reality just aren't that important to you. So I was told by someone that you need to pick like your top three things that are important to you to your wedding. Because not everything can be the most important thing.
Let's start with the cardboard cutout of the couple. Pass.
Pass.
Don't need it.
My top three big things is DJ.
Yes, you did. Definitely important.
Like, needs to be the best DJ in the entire state of New York, which it will be. DJ Naps. Locked and loaded. We know him. We trust him. We've worked with him. I know he's going to do a good job.
He crushes.
I've seen his work.
Yeah, he crushes it at the Bachelor auction.
Crushes it at the Bachelor auction. Crushes it at Tony D's. Every luau, ski party, whatever.
Some people prefer a band over a DJ.
I'm not one of those people.
Some people prefer their niece to play the piano.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm good.
DJ's important. Next.
Next is videographer. Videographer is so important to me. I would argue that a videographer is more important to me than a photographer.
Smash.
Pass. Not doing a wedding cake. I don't think it's important. I don't think people eat it. And well, I'll do like a little, like I'll get like a little cake from like Wegmans or Walmart or something and cut, like Patrice and I can just cut it. But like the six tier, like huge
wedding cakes
cake.
Today. I mean, you paid close to 800, 900, over $1,000.
I'm good.
Know. But how many people actually eat it? You know what I mean? And you know, like my cousin had a beautiful wedding. They had cupcakes. Everyone got one.
Yeah, I'll do
they were well decorated.
I'll do a dessert bar. You know, there'll be cupcakes. There'll be cookies. There'll be cutesy little here and there.
All right, so pass on the wedding cake.
Pass on the wedding cake. Honestly, I'm not going to say pass on the flowers, but like I'd go fake. I'd go, if they look realistic and they're half the cost, I'd go fake.
Are we talking centerpiece?
I'm talking centerpiece. I'm talking bouquet. I'm talking arch. I'm talking...
The bouquet, too. Oh, gosh. She's passing on the bouquet.
Not passing, but, like, it could be fake.
I guess. It's not.
Oh, he's pissed.
I don't think it's as nice.
That's okay. You can contribute to my my flower wedding fund if you must.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Like, how much is one bouquet?
So I was talking to Kimmy down the hall. She said she went with, like, the most basic bottom of the barrel. It was, like, $8,000.
For what?
All the flowers.
All the flowers.
The centerpieces, the bouquets.
Yeah, no, you just want one bouquet to walk with, and you're going to carry with you all day. How much is that? What is that, like four flowers and some baby's breath?
You literally make it for me.
I can do it, Bree.
It's like dead the morning of.
No, come on. Put some trust in me. I can do it.
So flowers, really not that important to me. Something I will splurge on, though, given the fact that it is a backyard wedding, the luxury bathrooms. Gotta have
the luxury bathroom.
Aren't going to the bathroom in a porta potty.
No, you want to smash the bathrooms. Smash the bathrooms.
Absolutely not.
I would prefer a nice seat cover, and those can get expensive. You just don't want people sitting on a metal folding chair, you know? So we're definitely going to pass on those.
Another thing, skipping a guest book. Don't need a guest book for people to sign.
I think it's important.
You do?
Yeah, only because everybody signs in and they leave their address. That way you can go through it and you can send everyone a thank you card.
This person says, I don't know if you're going to do this considering the fact that you're marrying a woman, but I would skip the bouquet toss and the, what is it, the garment thing? I don't think thing is going to happen.
No, because, I don't think so either.
You know.
But you can go ahead and humor us if you want.
I'm so good.
I love it. Okay, we're going to pass on the
skipping the wedding party.
What do you mean?
Like, I'm not going to have a wedding party. I'm not going to have bridesmaids.
Party. Yeah, you're passing on the wedding party.
Yeah.
Because obviously that's going to get chaotic and that causes a lot of fights. By the way, am I invited to the bachelorette party? I feel like I should be there.
Oh, you weaseling your way into all of my big events. Like, you can come to the wedding.
I don't have to stay the whole time, Breezy. Maybe just a little pop-in.
You're not coming to Vegas with us. I love you so much. You're not getting tickets to that show.
Are you sure it's going to be in Vegas?
100. It's already booked.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. It's going to be in Vegas.
Well, I'm going to throw one for you here locally.
I've never been to Vegas.
We're going to Jeremiah's.
Oh, my God. Get those wings ready. You know what I mean? One thing I'm not skipping out on is the flower girl and the ring bearer. Definitely going to have that, especially now that my friends have kids. I don't have a ton of kids in my life, like my cousin's kids, but I'm gonna do that. Although I will be skipping out on kids at the wedding.
Yeah.
The kids will not be at the wedding.
Yeah, a couple people weighing in too, saying the whole cake thing, it's too expensive. Not everybody eats it. You're going home with a lot of leftovers. Obviously, most people traditionally will keep the top tier of the cake, freeze it for a year. On your 1 year anniversary, you take it out of the freezer, defrost it, and eat it.
I don't even know if we'll have a top.
Yeah, but the whole cupcake thing, I mean, that's a lot of people do it too. My cousin did it. They were beautiful. It's a lot less expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody gets a piece. Everybody eats. You know what I mean?
Everybody eats.
So one thing I really do want, though, that I've seen at other weddings is, and I think it's important for what we do, because I think we could use it here on the show, is there is this kind of looks like a rotary phone, and you pick it up and you can leave a voicemail for the couple.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get smashed. I'm going to be on that phone all night.
Oh, it's Moose again. Hey, guys, it's me again. Okay, next.
98PXY.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.